Hello, everybody. Today is a beautiful Friday, and I've decided to create this episode for you guys because of a couple things. So, the first thing is about inspiration and movement as an art form. So, there's that piece of it. And then there's the opposite of that inspiration feeling, which is sort of a self-conscious feeling or the thing that holds us back from sharing our art. So, inspiration and movement as an art form, and also the other side of it, the self-doubt, the judging thyself before we even go. And I think these two things are really interlinked. And the reason I know that is because I've been creating a lot of movement art in the form of choreography for, I think it's like 15 years now. And every single piece that I've ever I use the term created lightly because it's not that I do it all by myself. I always have inspiration from somewhere. And to be totally honest, a lot of it comes through me, like almost like a channeling from the universe. And I don't even know how to explain that piece of it, but it truly does. It comes through me. And I just sort of open up. I get open, I get connected and calm, and try to create a really empty space where there's space to move and space to feel what I'm doing. So that movement art and inspiration is really connected to how I am in myself, in my heart, and if I can calm down, slow down, and listen to what feels right to do next. So I've had a lot of opportunities where I'll show up to a rink. I have no idea what I'm going to create. In fact, that's pretty much every day with me. And just being in the space, being present, seeing what's around me, feeling the music, hearing what I'm hearing, and allowing instead of trying to force the creativity is what really brings it through. Now, it's funny because, of course, every time I do something creative, every time I, quote, come up with a new move, there is also a vulnerability to it. There is a piece of my heart that's kind of on the line in a way of, ooh, what if this looks silly, or what if it's too much, or it's a little out there. And I've learned over the years that that's not wrong. It's not bad. It's not that I'm doing a terrible job if I'm doubting what I'm doing, but that it is part of the surrender to that channeling, or the surrender to creating something that's important. So the interesting thing about the surrender piece is that because surrender is sort of a letting go, honestly, when I feel like I'm surrendered or in a place of true allowing while doing choreography or movement art or just even creating something like a costume design or editing music, whatever it is that is in front of you when you're creating your art, the feeling of surrender is a letting go of what it'll mean to the outside world for now and what the judgment around it might be. So, this is really cool. If I'm judging the art I'm creating as I go, and I don't mean being curious and sort of erasing and, trying and then moving and then changing my mind. That's a process thing. That's a little different. I mean, I'm talking about judging it like, oh my gosh, if this piece of art was seen by someone in the stands right now, or the judge, or on a YouTube video or whatever, if I'm in the place of, oh my gosh, what will they think? Or will this be good? Or will I look silly? Or will someone that really doesn't like me see this and say, yeah, this is why I don't like her? That's kind of my deepest, darkest one, like imagining the person that I think already doesn't like my work to come in and criticize it. It's kind of a mean thought. But the surrender, or the decision to surrender and allow the peace to come through, mistakes and all, challenges and all, turbulence and all, because all art has turbulence in it, that decision frees me up. It really frees me up to at least be in it and take one step at a time and actually to be part of the experience instead of me having to orchestrate it. What is more fun than being in the experience of creating? So when I'm in a place of surrender, and I bring this up because a lot of people will ask me, well, how do you do that? How do you choreograph and create all day and not run out of ideas and blah, blah, blah. Like, what is going on? And I've really tried to ask myself, well, what is going on? What am I doing? And in that decision, the decision to surrender to what's in front of me and the art I'm creating or being part of, I get to be created through it. So I don't have to know everything and have all the answers. I get to be in the journey and the process as well. Okay, so why am I talking about all this? Why am I talking about movement art and those two dichotomies of the inspiration and the vulnerability? Well, right now it's the middle of May and it is choreography season in figure skating, which is kind of a loose term. It just means that people are preparing for their next season and putting together ideas and music and costume ideas and really starting to set the stage for their artistic endeavor for the next season. And I know a lot of coaches end up doing their own choreography. And I've talked to so many coaches who love it and they feel inspired by it. They feel like it's a nice break from doing all the technical work. And then I've also talked to coaches who are really frustrated and overwhelmed and get almost like dreading it when it could be really fun. And so this got me thinking, well, you know what? Why don't I share some of my thoughts and insights as far as what I go through? And you're not going to hear it. You're not going to hear, oh, it's easy. You just do 1, 2, 3 and it's easy. No, it's not easy in that way where there's just a step-by-step formula. However, in these podcasts and what I'm sharing with you, I hope to give you some insights that will help you along the way and try to illuminate the fact that part of it, at least for me, is getting out of my own way and getting behind the project and saying, how can I serve the project? So if I'm working with a Star 4 skater in front of me, we're doing an axel, we're doing, you get your backspin going and, you know, these cool moves that the skater is so excited to do. How do I get behind that and go, all right, who's in front of me? How do they move? What excites them? How does their movement translate into maybe a story or a character or a feeling or a mood? And then how do I bring some music to that? Just that. How do I surrender to the creative process of that? And little Susie in front of me or Bobby or whoever can be their own person through the art form, through the creativity, and become part of the process. That does make you feel a bit vulnerable at times, because if I'm teaching a lot, I know what I'm teaching. I know you have to be on that back outside edge. I know you have to draw that free leg. I know that you have to get it on that each position in the air and all those pieces. But to come up with something kind of out of nowhere and create an original piece of art for somebody who's 8 years old, it is a bit daunting. So the inspiration is the next piece. Once you've gotten to the surrender and the vulnerability and just accepted it and maybe allowed yourself to let go a little and soften, the next piece is, where do you find your inspiration? Inspiration can come in many, 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 many forms. However, my little tip for inspiration, and this may seem strange, which is totally cool, I find if I'm looking for inspiration in movement art, it's often easier to be inspired by something that's not movement art. Let me explain. A lot of people ask me, you know, do you always watch dance and do you always watch theater and do you always watch skating on YouTube and stuff like that? And I do, for sure. But there's often a place where I've been inspired to create a piece of movement art from a painting, a t-shirt I saw at the mall. Animals are great. I love watching like Planet Earth because animals are really fascinating. They move based on instinct. They don't put any judgment on it. They don't put any intellect behind it. So an armadillo just does an armadillo walk. That's what he does. He just sort of creeps along the ground and does his little tail wag. He's never going to look like a tiger. And a tiger does his little stroll through the, you know, the grasses, nice and low, nice and controlled. He's never going to bounce around like a bunny. It's really cool to see how they move and see the little intricate details of their control of how they move. And so, anyways, when you're looking for inspiration for something, don't leave out the things that are just around you. You may honestly be doing laundry and see three colors together in that laundry basket and go, oh my gosh, these colors look amazing together. I'm going to put them together and create a dress design. Or you may see a movie and see a scene where you see a train going across a beautiful field and there's wildflowers. And you may think to yourself, wow, I want to create something in this program I'm working on where the movement is that smooth, just like that train, and then pop a few wildflowers along the way in the form of arm movements or maybe a head roll or something. So I'm not saying that you have to be an expert at this. I'm just saying inspiration does not have to be linear. You don't have to get inspiration for something in the category in which you're looking. So just wrapping this up, I know it's kind of the first time I'm talking about this really out loud and really trying to share it with you guys. I hope it's helpful, and just wanted to bring some insights into how I work, how I think, and hopefully give you guys some tools that you can use when you're creating your art. So remember, you know what? Surrender is a big part of creating and allowing yourself to then go in a creative journey where inspiration can move through you and then to be of service to all those around you. Okay, everybody, so that's it for this episode. I just realized I might even sound like I'm whispering. It's kind of early in the morning. I got up early and I was just inspired to talk to you guys. So I'm sorry if it sounds like a whisper, but anyways, I'm really grateful you've been listening and I want to wish you all the best with your coaching or your skating or your life, whatever you're doing. And if you want to connect with me, I'm all over social media. My company, Skating Success Inc., with my husband Ben Ferreira, is where you can find us at Skating Success everywhere online, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We love Facebook. And of course, for choreography stuff, it's at Skate Dance Move, just like this podcast. And same thing, I'm on everything at Skate Dance Move, all one word. And always love to hear about your story, what you're doing, what you're creating, what you're interested in. And of course, if you have questions, please DM me on Instagram. And we can talk about your inspiration. All right. Have a great day, everybody.